Barbosa, picking up from last week, we did three reasons why there's an inyan to drink on Purim. They get better and better every single reason, so hold on to your seats, I guess. But the first, just to chazer over, the first reason we said was, number 10, was a very partial reason brought down in the Vujraham that we drink on Purim to commemorate the Nisan, just like we light olive oil on Chanukah to remember the Nes Pach Shemen. So too on Purim we drink wine to remember the Nes that happened. Why is wine remember the Nes? Because if you look in the Megillah, you'll see throughout the story, the Nes begins with wine, the middle of the Nes happens with wine, the end of the Nes happens with wine, and wine is this like big factor throughout the story. That was 10. Going on to 9, I realize I did my Roman numeral numbers a little bit wrong, but we'll follow along, right? So going on to 9, Rav Huttner told us a beautiful idea. This is source number 2. Rav Huttner says that the whole inyan of drinking is that on Purim there's an extra inyan of Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, because that's a tznai for Kabbalah Satorah. So Rav Huttner in Inyan Lamed Aleph said that when you drink together, right, he said Akim Matanos Lavyonim is Akim and Vahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, but another, a deeper connection through your friends comes about not through Matanos Lavyonim, not through Mishalach Manos, but through drinking, which creates a deeper Koros Ruach between friends. That was reason number 9. Then we moved on to reason number 8, which is a little bit numbered a little bit wrong here, but that's on page 3, where we basically the reason we drink on Purim is because we are celebrating our salvation. That's how, right? That's Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. If someone gets saved from something, they throw a party, they throw a mesiva. Rav Huttner had a beautiful idea, and this is what we left off with where he said that when someone has a salvation from a sickness, then their celebration is going to be commensurate to whatever, however severe their sickness was. But when someone has a salvation from a depression, a marash chora, then their simcha is endless. Because etzim the simcha is the salvation, and that causes more simcha. And then that simcha causes more reason to be simcha, more reason to be simcha. And he said that the Amalek in the times of Hamon, they cooled us down and they made us not have simcha shel mitzvah. So when we on Purim we sit together, we fabring, we have simcha shel mitzvah. We feel that the ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have ava back towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself is a reason for simcha. And that causes more simcha. And that causes more simcha. And that's why he says on Yontif there's shirim. On Yontif we say, oh, kazayas of meat or avias of yayin, and there are specific amounts of what we're supposed to eat. On Purim, there's no such thing as shirim, and it's ad lo yada is the shir on Purim. Okay, so that was reason number 8, and now we're moving on to reason number 7. It's on the bottom of source of page number 4. It's source number 8. So we'll start with a piece from Rav Tzadok in the Pre-Tzadok, where Rav Tzadok, what we're going to do now in this next reason number, what are we up to? We're up to 7. Okay, we're up to 7. Reason number 7. Right? We said that we drink on Purim to commemorate the salvation. And we wanna show that there was a miracle, and we're celebrating to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us from the destruction of Haman. But the question is, why does this celebration have to come about this way? Why don't we, you know, a great way, if we really want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for salvation, then what should we do? We should go into shul, and we should start saying Hallel. We should go into shul, and we should all start saying Sefer Tehillim, and that's a beautiful way to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for salvation. Why, out of all ways to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He saved us, we pick a way, we party. It's almost like not a Jewish way of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not, it doesn't really make sense. So, Rav Tzadok, in source number 8, explains that a dafka had to be that way. That it's dafka, it's that is how we're going to celebrate. Why? So he says, ala pasuk, in the pasuk in Esther, it says, yeshno am echad, amar lo, Shnehun Ravavin Shaochlin Vishotin Vomrim Onig Shabbos Onig Yom Tov. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha Ata Mapil Ayin Ra B'Moadim Harani Mapilcha Lifneem Umosifin Lahen Moed Echad Al Mafolatecha. What was Haman's Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael? What ticked him off the most about Klal Yisrael? What really bothered him about Klal Yisrael? It was that they sit and they have a simcha of Yontif. And they sit back on Yontif and they fibring and they eat meat and they drink wine and there's a hanav the guf. And Haman couldn't stand that. And it's kind of because he couldn't understand it. Right, where it's underlined. Ha'inyan hu, Shahaman Aisa Eina Ra'a Bezev, Elo Hemin, Shinimtsa Eza Kedusha, Be'inyane Hanas Haguf Kamachil Vashtia. Why couldn't Haman understand it? Why did that tick him off so much? Because Haman said, I don't believe that there's such a thing as Kedusha when it comes to Hanas Haguf. That there could be Kedusha through the physical. That there could be Kedusha for Achila and Shtia. He said, okay, maybe your synagogues and your prayers and whatever else you do, you know, in your shuls, that could be holy when you're in the Beis Medrash, that could be holy. But to have a simcha, to have hanas haguf, to have yom tov, nah, there's no such thing as having hanas through yom tov. That's what Rav Tzadok said. So what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was, I'll show you, I'll give them another yom tov. Not only will I give them another yom tov, I'll give them a yom tov that's the ikar way of celebrating is through hanas haguf. The ikar way of celebrating is through achila and shtia. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to the Lashon Hara of Haman. Shezen nitzmach mishorash hanas. So Rav Tzadok says, bringing it a little bit deeper, he says that this koach that doesn't believe that there's hana and achila is the koach of a nachash, of the nachash hakadmoni. Why is that the koach of the nachash hakadmoni? Because how did he make us sin? He made us sin through eating. He tried to tell us that, through eating, there's no such way of doing it in a Kaddish way. You might as well just eat from this tree and just not listen to the command of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because there's no such thing as eating in a holy way, eating in a mundane way. So just eat from this tree. And says Chazal, V'yesh b'zeh remez b'gemara v'chulin. Haman mina Torah minayin, right? A very strange Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, where do we know a remez to Haman? The Gemara answers, Hamina eitz. Right, which is the words of the Nachash. The Nachash is saying that you should eat from this tree. So again, Rav Tzadok tells us, and this is an idea from Rav Tzadok all over, that he tries to go back to the first place he found something in the Torah, and that's like the headquarters for that idea. So he says, the first place we found someone saying that, like, you can't be holy with food is the Nachash. And the Nachash is the Koach of Haman. And that was the Lashon Hara, that was what ticked Haman off the most about us. And now, skipping to the next page where it's underlined, V'hu k'mosha amru, m'chayiv inishal b'sumei b'puraya, ad v'chulei, shedavka ayidei, hashikrus b'yayin. Right, it's davka through getting drunk. Shalom midas, to a place of no das whatsoever, nitzbar pninius kedusha Yisrael, shegam inyan hanas achila v'shtia shalo hu b'kedusha. That even his drinking and his eating, even that could be with Kedusha. So that's what we're celebrating on Purim. And we're getting to a place that all, like, we totally lose it, we totally lose our das, we totally indulge. And even that's with Kedusha deep down inside, because every single Jew has Kedusha deep down inside, and even when they eat, even that's with Kedusha, that's what we're celebrating. Rav Hunter has an idea, it's not on the sheet over here. But he says that the entire nes came about this way, right? What's a nes nistar? A nes nistar is when you don't really realize that the actions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which are happening, are creating nisim. You don't, right, the nes of splitting the Yam Suf, that inherently, you look at that and you're like, wow, Hashem split the Yam Suf, that's amazing. But like, Vashti being dethroned and Esther taking the throne and Mordecai over here in Bittam Vatarish, you don't know inherently that that's a miracle. But a nes nistar is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even things that aren't inherently miracles, they become miracles. And that's what we're doing on Purim also. Even things which aren't inherently Kedusha, right? You know what's inherently Kedusha? Learning Black Gemara, davening Shachris Mechamar. That's inherent Kedusha. Doing a Ches, inherent Kedusha. But to take something that isn't even inherently Kedusha, to take the wine, to take the food, and to sanctify that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how we beat Haman. The Nesiv Shalom points out in source number 10, we'll skip the Sfas Emes in source 9, he points out that sometimes this is very hard for us to realize that there could be Kedusha in also the Gashmis, and also the physical. And he says, V'chein yesh b'purim inyan shalem im atzmo. So that's why we have to come, it's a struggle, and we have to get to shlemus im atzmo. What does it mean to be shalem im atzmo? Shetafkid hayom mechias amalik besor me'rav v'hadar kiblu b'ratzon ba'asei tov. That we have to fight against the Malik and Sor Meirav Yasei Tov. How so? The Gam Bezen Emar the Chayev LeBesume Adelo Yada Bein Aruch Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. This is the Indian of Chayev LeBesume Adelo Yada Bein Aruch Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. The Kasher Adam Eino Shalom Im Atzmo Bechinas Masha Amar Katov Ein Shalom BaAtzmi. So when a person isn't Shalom BaAtzmo, as BaOsko BeTorah VaAvoda Sasheh VaAvoda Hu Bechinas Baruch Mordechai. So when he's striving and he's growing and he's learning and he's davening, he's like, "Well, I'm Baruch Mordechai right now." V'ilu be'ez iskop inyane agashmim v'shaku b'tavosav hachomrios harei b'chinas aru haman. But all of a sudden, once he just steps out of the base medrash and he's in the cafeteria, or he's in the dorms, or he's in the basketball court, all of a sudden he's an aru haman. Right, these people they separate between the two so much, between the Gashmius and what's inherently Kedusha, and the Gashmius which has the ability to be Kedusha, and they can't bring the two together. And only when they're in the base medrash are they flying. But when they're out of the base medrash, there's no connection. That's why, right, for some of you that were there a year ago, and some of you that will be there in a month, on the outside, on the banner on Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. Lichu vanim shimu li yiras Hashem al madchem, says Rav Meir Shapiro. What's lichu vanim? When you go, that's the ikar of yeshiva. That even when you get outside of the yeshiva, even when you're doing the gashmias, to be able to elevate Avraham Kodesh Baruch Hu, even when you're on the basketball court, lichu, when you're outside, to be able to elevate that towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to do it when you're in this base medrash. Ubepurim. Where it's underlined, Chayiv Inishal Besumei Ad Delo Yada Bein Aru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai Shemikolach Apurim Lo Yehefresh Etzel Bein Osek Bein Yanei Torah VaAvoda O She Osek Bein Yanei Hagashmius. On Purim, you have to come to a place. What does it mean to come to Ad Delo Yada? Another pshat, right? This is the seventh pshat in Ad Delo Yada. You have to come to a place that even the Ruchnius and even the Gashmius, it's all Avodas Hashem. And to be on the basketball court is also an opportunity of Avodas Hashem. And to be in the cafeteria, to be in your dorms is also an opportunity for Avodas Hashem. So it's all an opportunity for Avodas Hashem, right? They say the story, I'll say very quickly, of Melech and Zusha, the great Chassidus Mashlis. You probably know the story. Ah, we have an Eidikol. We have from the Mishpacha Weisblum. So they say this story about your great Tati that they were thrown into jail. And you probably all know this story that and there in the corner in their cell there was a bucket of waste, you know, if they wanted to go to the bathroom. And all of a sudden I think of Melech, he was very upset. He said, "It's time for me to daven shachris right now. Time's running out, and what am I supposed to do? I can't daven right now." And Rav Zusha turned to him and he said, "Why are you sad about that? Clearly, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you in this situation right now, then it must be that your avoda right now is not to daven. So by not davening, you're doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So the way the story goes is when they came to that realization that the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of that moment right now is not to daven, and by not davening, they're being the kind of ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they started to dance. And then the story goes that the Cossacks, whoever threw them into the jail, got so bugged out. What are these poor Jewish peasants dancing in the middle? They're dancing around a waste bucket. What's going on? And they let them out of jail. But what's the avoda there? Right? Take the mic. But what's the avoda there? What's going on? It's Adlo Yada Ben Baruch Mordechai La'ar Haman. Whether they're davening or not davening, they realize that it's all Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all a way of doing avoda Hashem. And that is what we're celebrating on Purim. That is what we're tapping into when we're drinking on Purim, to realize that even when I do Gashmias, even in the physical, I could find Kedusha, I could elevate the physical and use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should bless us to be able to elevate the Gashmias and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our drinking on Purim. Moving on, number 6. The next point, as you can see in the title, is not just finding the Kedusha within the Gashmias. Oh, when I take a bite of my sandwich, like there's Kedusha there. When I play basketball, there's Kedusha. But to find the good within everything in this world, whatever happens to us in this world. And there's a beautiful piece from the Kedusha Slevi who really opens up this idea, and this is the Inyan of Ad Lo Yada. Ad Lo Yada bin Baruch Mordechai La'ar Hamam. We think we know what's good, we think we know what's bad. And Lamaisa, we don't know what's good and bad. We don't have an understanding of this world. And we, on Purim, we get so drunk that we come to a realization that we don't know. We don't know what's good, we don't know what's bad. And really, really, because the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only for good, really everything's good. And even things that look bad are really Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they must be good. And maybe it takes a long time for that tova to be nisgalgal, for that to be revealed to us, but we have to have an emunah that everything is good, even the Arar Haman and obviously the Baruch Mordechai. So let's read it inside from the Kedusha Slevi, source number 11. The Od Gedola Nesa Purim Shechol Advarim Sheasa Haman VeKavanaso Hayel Ra'al Yisrael. Right, everything Haman did. He's going to speak about this. He does a pour. He gets advice from the. He gets permission from the king. He built a tree, and every single step that Haman's doing. Think about this when you read the Megillah. It's pelodic to just if you just look at every little thing Haman's doing. It's like every step is getting. He thinks he's getting closer and closer to killing the Jews, and really he's getting closer and closer to killing himself and saving the Jews. Vahu haya hakol l'tovas Yisrael. Really, everything. It looks like it's bad, but it's really all for tovas Yisrael. Asher asa eitz l'tlot v'asher yahetz laharog et Vashti, right? He has he builds the tree and he advises the king to kill Vashti. Vizeu haya hakol tovas Yisrael mafaloso, and everything he was doing was for the good of the Jews and for his destruction. Where it's underlined, Mizei Yachshiv, Shebeim Yavo, so now bringing this into our personal lives, bringing this into Avoda. Shebeim Yavo La'adam Ezora. If someone has something bad happens to him, but I guess I'll take, I forgot to say this at the beginning of this year, but Lamaisa, this is an avoda that many of us have to go through. Me personally, I just wanted to say this year is schus for Ful Shlema, for the many Cholei Klal Yisrael that some of us might know. Personally, I know many Cholei Klal Yisrael, so it should be schus for Ful Shlema. So says the Kedusha Slevi is a chizik that if something bad happens to a person, yichshov lo shakol tova. You have to realize that really it's all for the good. Shetzarich haadam lachshov shakol ha'moros ba min habore baruch hu. How could you know? How could you be guaranteed that it's all for the good, right? And just to be meduyak. Not that it's all going to work out. If someone says, oh, they'll definitely be saved. If someone's having trouble with parnasa, oh, they'll definitely win the lottery. Not that it's all going to work out. That it's all for the good. And how can we know? Because it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im kein, if it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world, bevadai hu tova. Ki hu ha-melech ha-tov. U'bevadai lo yavo shum ra mimenu. V'zeh ha-aretz ha-purim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ha-melech ha-tov. And nothing bad will come from him. And this is the light of Purim. Shemikol hara shel Haman ba tovos. Every single good, really, every single bad, really, something good came out of it. Ubemakom acher nivar ze ba'aruch. Bine ze garam shiyadua shakol me'abore. Everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu ha-melech ha-tov. V'od tam shenahafoch por Haman l'purim. Shakol tovim nista'achachu. Right, the poor Haman. Right, he's going to say, Nimtza... Right, the poor Haman turns into Purim. It's very strange. Why do we call the holiday Purim? Out of all the things we should call the holiday, why do we call it Purim? That, like, what does that have to do with, like, the salvation? It's I once heard a mashal, a reformer writes about this in his book. He said if the poor was what Haman actually wanted to, like, attack us with Ke'ilu. That was his mechanism of defeating the Jews. And now we call the holiday Purim. It'd be like if You know, a certain, if like the AK-47 was the top gun that was used in the war against the Jews, and then we win and we call the holiday AK-47, like, it doesn't make sense. So he says, no, that's Dafka why he's having, to show that everything, even what seemed bad, is really good. That's why we call it Purim. Dimtza acher she'adam yamik ba'machshava so she'kol raos yavoch l'tovo. Kamo haman she'raso b'imei Mordechai v'Esther nitapech l'tova mizachech. So if you believe in this, ultimately no ra will come to you. And everything which seems ra, if you're able to say gamza latova, it will all be nefach latov. Right, this reminds me of another story of Zusha, they say. Maybe I said this over when we were bringing together on his yurt site. For those of you that remember, right? I forgot, right, one of the Hasidim came to, I think it was the Magid, and he said, how do Chazal say? They say, Kashem Shem Varchim Ala Tov Kachman Varchim Ala Ra. That's just like you're supposed to make a bracha to thank Hashem for the good. How can you make we're required to make a bracha for the bad. How could that be? I understand if you say that you should make a bracha, but Kashem, that it should be like, Kashem implies like the same geschmackness, the same like, his love was the same enthusiasm that you make for something good, you should make for the bad. If you tell me that I need to do it on the bad, I'll do it, but I won't be able to do it the same way as the good. So he said, it's a good question. I don't know the answer. But there's a certain yid, he lives a few villages over, his name is Rav Zusha. You should go, you should ask Rav Zusha for the answer. Right, we know the story? Yeah. Maybe, okay. So you should go, you should ask Rav Zusha for the answer. So he travels, he's ready, he thinks Rav Zusha is going to come out and give him some nice, like, philosophical answer, and, like, really have it all worked out. How could it be? Good, bad, evil? How is Hashem run this world? And he gets to Rav Zusha's house, and the doorstep's creaking, the paint is peeling everywhere, kids are crying, there's someone sick in the room upstairs, like, there's barely any food in the refrigerator. That's because they didn't have refrigerators then. But it's a bad matzav. It's a bad matzav. And finally he goes in, and he finds Rav Zusha, who's like, he's schlepping. Rav Zusha's schlepping. And he turns to Rav Zusha, he says, I'm sorry to bother you. Like, no, Simcha. Okay, I just have one quick question. Oh, sure, take your time. And he says, the Maggid sent me here. I had a kasha, Kashem Shemarachim. What's pshat? What's pshat? How could you have the same type of bracha on the ra as you have on the good? The Maggid told me that you would have the answer. He just stops, thinks for a second. He says, I really don't understand. I don't know why the Maggid would send you to me, because I can't answer your question, because nothing bad has ever happened to me. Right? What's pshat on the story? I told you what Rav Zusha's life was like. It was a shver matzav. Rav Zusha was schlepping, I said. But Rav Zusha was able to live in this world of Gamzula. Nothing bad has ever happened to me. He was able to live on this high level. And that, v'zeu chayv inishal besume b'puraya, mechayv lis anig baras purim shiyomar she'enu b'olam klal shum ra. Nothing bad has ever happened to me. That you don't know the difference between Arah Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Nothing bad has ever happened to me. Shebein hadvarim raim shehu b'chal Arah Haman, even the bad things which are b'chinas Arah Haman, ubein hadvarim hatovim shehu b'chal Baruch Mordechai, and the good things, hu hakol b'tov, everything is good. V'ein shum ra klal b'olam v'zeu ad lo yada klomar shechol hadvarim af al pi shenirin ra ein hakavana rak tov v'ein shum ra, there's nothing bad, ki hakol me'aborich baruch hu ha-melech. This is the Torah from Kedusha Slavi, that everything is good, and this is what we're trying to accomplish when we drink on Purim and we get to a state of ad lo yada. Right, not just like we saw in the previous source that from Tzaddik, that ad lo yada is supposed to help us realize that even the physical is bad, but to get to a point where we realize everything in our lives is really good. I'm not saying this is easy. I'm not saying this is a pashut avoda to really come to a level where we're able to accept everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Purim, we try a little bit, right? Take it upon yourself when you head into Purim and when you sit down at your seudah to try a little bit to get to the level of Rav Zusha. Maybe all year round we can't be Ravzushigidin. It's too hard. It's Pasha too hard. But maybe on Purim we could tap in a little bit. When we get to a state of Adlu Yoda, we could say, I don't know what you're talking about. No, nothing bad has ever happened to me. Shem should bless us that we should be able to be Ravzushigidin as we're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Adlu Yoda. Haba Alinu Latova. Moving on, number 5. Oh. Here we go. So, but not just what the Kedushas Levi tells us, we're on page number 7 now. Not just what the Kedushas Levi tells us, that we have to find the good within the bad, within every situation that might seem bad. But, as it says in the title, right? We have to find the good within every Jew, even if a Jew might seem bad. Okay, so to really understand this point, let's skip 13 now. We'll go to 14. Maybe we'll get back to 13. We have to look at the Chalban, Tal Chaim. And the Chalban tells us that really we have to look at the original battle between Amalek and Klal Yisrael, between, because Haman was Mizera Amalek, and the battle between Haman and Mordechai is really goes back all the way to when the Jews left the Midbar, when Amalek attacked Klal Yisrael. So they traveled, they got to Refidim, and there was no water. Vayarev ha'am im Moshe. Vayomru, they fought with Moshe, they quarreled with Moshe, and they said, "Tnu lanu ma'im v'nishdeh, give us water." Moshe said, "What are you fighting with me? Why are you testing on Kodesh Baruch Hu?" So after this, how do we end this parsha? Vayikra shem ha'makom masu muriva ariv bnei Yisrael v'ad nasasam es Hashem leimor hayish Hashem bikirbinu im ayin. So they named the place masu umuriva because Klal Yisrael challenged the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And what was their challenge against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What did they ask? Hayish Hashem bikirbinu im ayin. That's going to be the important phrase. Right after they say Hayish Hashem birkibinu ma'ayid, miad lechar sheilas Hashem Hayish Hashem birkibinu ma'ayim, ba haTorah umufarsemes vayavo Amalek b'yelachim im Yisrael b'refidim. That Amalek came and they fought with Yisrael b'refidim. So right to chazer it up, bios Amalek ba miad leachar sheilas zu sheilas Hayish Hashem birkibinu ma'ayim. Okay, so Amalek comes right after this question. What's the question? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim. She'ilazu. So, right, if we want to understand Amalek's attack against us, and if Amalek will always come right after Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim, we have to understand what's this question? What's this suffix we have of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayim? She'ila zu. So let's understand the she'ila. He lemaisa she'ila ha'im Yisrael kedoshim ba'atz mosam o shema rak haTorah kedosha. Right, we're asking: are the Yidden holy in it of themselves, or is it only through the Torah that they're kadosh? Ha'im omek ha'olamo sachom ra'im ganuz or elyon o shema rak ha'neshama ve'elyonim kedoshim. Right, is the physical body of a Jew, the physical world, is that also holy? Are only the holy neshama. Chazal milamdi motana shesheila zu hitora b'tzura chazaka beikvos rifyon yadayim in a Torah. So Chazal tells us that this question of Hayesh Hashem birkibeinu ma'ayin comes dafka at a point of rifyon yadayim in a Torah. What does rifyon yadayim mean? A loosening of a grasp with Torah. Vayichanu b'refidim, right? Chazal darshan. Now, where do they camp? Refidim. Al sherifu yadayim in a Torah. That they loosen their hold of Torah. Kol od he'ira haTorah b'malei uza. So says the Chaban. As long as they were tightly holding on to the Torah, lo chazu es omek hasheila es omek hasheila. They didn't ask this question. Is Hashem with us? Rak mitof harifayon. Only when they started to loosen their grasp of the Torah, shalu atzvam. Then, right, once they started to slip a little bit, they started to have those bad days, to have those days where it wasn't all light and flowing for them. They were in college and they started to miss. They started to mess up. Shalu Atzvim, they asked themselves, Ma Yem Chalilo Nifo V'Nitzachak Mitorah. Right then, at that point of Rifion Yadayim Mitorah, those points where it just wasn't working, they began to say, wait a second, what happens if I like fall, if I lose it a little bit? Haim Zeu Uvdon Muchlat Shal Kedusha? Does that mean I don't have Kedusha anymore? V'shuv Niyeh K'chol Agoyim? And I'm just going to be like a Goy? Just a stam a goy, a malik sover to Yisrael ainam kedushim atmos. A malik thinks so that a Jew isn't inherently kadosh. A malik achein mode sheyesh elokim v'shamayim ach lo b'tachton ha'aretz. They believe that there's this lofty idea of a king in the shamayim, and maybe if you learn Torah, you could connect to the king up high. But he's not down here in this world. He's not down in the trenches. A malik makir kedusha begluya ach einu yodeh dover al kedusha nistar. Right. This is an important line. A Malik believes in revealed Kedusha, but not hidden Kedusha. You know what that means? And we'll see in the source from the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, we'll see his response to this. But a Malik thinks that there's only Kedusha when a Jew's strapping tefillin on himself, or a Jew's stagging Gemara. Then there's Kedusha, because it's revealed Kedusha. But there's no such, if a Jew's not wearing tefillin, if a Jew's slipping a little bit, he misses, he's struggling, there's no such thing as kedusha. Memela hu muchna legamrei sheyudi sheino shomer Torah mitzvos hu goy lechol davar. Amalek says a Jew that's not keeping mitzvos is a goy. That's all he is. V'sori memenu legamrei hashkachas Hashem. Right, a Jew that's schlepping, he has no hashkacha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He has no connection to Hashem. Hu midames a Yehudi she'azav et haTorah la'oto matves harim shekaras hachevel ha'ochez bo hachevel shechivro l'mala. A Jew that loosens his grasp from the Torah, you know what he's like? He's like a rock climber whose rope is beginning to sever, and he's just losing. Once that rope severs, he's done. And he's just falling. He's got no hope. That's what a Malik says. But you know what our response is? Says the Rebbe Rayatz, the father-in-law of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe. This is his response to Amalek. For even when a man has sinned, the Jew within him remains. This is the inner meaning of the teaching of the sages. Even though he has sinned, he is a Jew. The essential he within him is Jewish. Overtly, he may not be good. He may be a sinner, a sick man. His heads and hands are healing. He does not put on tefillin, and similarly the other organs. Nevertheless, the essential he within him is a Jew. The word he is, in the indirect third person, implies something that is hidden from the view. So it says, right, Amalek only believes in the revealed Jew. The Jew that's flying, the Jew that's on cloud nine, the Jew that's in yeshiva and steiging and everything's well and he's learning and he's davening and he's doing chesed and he has midos. Amalek says, okay, that type of Jew I believe in. But you know who I'm going to attack? You know what Chazal say Amalek attacks? The chashalim. The Jews that fell. So that's our battle with Amalek. But this is, how do we combat Amalek? How do we beat Amalek, who says only a Jew that's a beautiful Jew, only a Jew that's flying, only a Jew that's revealed is considered Jewish? Adelo Yada. Says in the Tzivu Shalom in source 13, Hine yeish manim shal kadosh baruch hu ozei yehidi, simcho v'libo petuchim emargish kover la elokav. There's a time when a Jew feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's simcha. V'vechinas Baruch Mordechai. He's like Baruch Mordechai. V'yesh nam zmanim chashuchim biyote. But a Jew has darker time. Shemargish kidnit rachik me'ov me'ashem yisbaruch. He feels distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenimtza behester be'in yonim gashmiyus u'binyonim ruchnim. Whether it's Gashmius or Ruchnin, he doesn't have money, or he's just not, he can't shtag, he's not waking up for minion. He feels like Hashem just sent him out and he's gone, he's not connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he feels like he's Arar Haman. Says this Arar Haman Matzav is the worst matzav a Jew could be in. Right, if he feels a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could overcome. Umsuga lavos kol nisyonis hakashim shakadosh baruch hu menasi Yehudi. And he knows he could overcome any challenge that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him. He still feels connection. Ach ma ra uma mar, how terrible and bitter it is. Beich nedam lo shehu kumushach mivnei hamelech. If he feels like the time he feels like he's sent away from the king. And if there's any time in Jewish history that the Jews felt like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu collectively just ignored and forgot the entire Jewish nation, it was the time of Chazal tell us, Esther min HaTorah minayim, Vanochi Aster Aster, I'm gonna double cover. I'm gonna cover and overcover. I'm gonna be totally hidden, right? The first covering is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. The second covering is Hashem so hidden you don't even realize he's hidden. You don't even know that you're supposed to be looking for him. Achim bepurim chayiv inish lebesume adlo yodav in arham on the Baruch Mordechai. This is Adlo Yodav in arham on the Baruch Mordechai. Between those moments where are those Jews that feel connected, those Jews that we look at them and sometimes it's ourselves, sometimes it's other people, and we're like, that's a Baruch Mordechai Jew. Right, Baruch Hashem, we know many Baruch Mordechai Jews and we have a lot of Baruch Mordechai moments with ourselves. But sometimes, unfortunately, but naturally, there are Jews that we see them and we say, that's Nebuch, that he's an Arahamun type of Jew. He's schlepping. Or we look at ourselves and we're like, I'm schlepping. What's going on? I feel Arahamun. I feel not connected at all. I don't feel it right now. So Yishu Me'apurim Simchas Atzuma Achi Yargish Belibo She'en Kol Hevdo Bein Itim Shebehem Margish At Asmur Karlo Hashem Yisrach Ulubein Itim Shemargish Merachok V'nitche. You have to believe that there's no difference between the two moments. Because like we said in source number 15, overtly, he might be good. He may be a sinner, a sick man. His head and hands are ailing. He doesn't fit on tefillin. Nevertheless, the essential he within him is a Jew. And that's what we have to believe. What's the difference between... We'll do a piece from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says... The Imraim says, to bring this more, Mechayiv, Ita v'gemar, Mechayiv, Inish, v'sumim, Puraya, Adlo, Yoda. Mashalom, Matzinu, Kizop, Makum, Acher. Why, what's Adlo, Yoda? Ulam, Ketiv, Sheyeshno, Am, Echad. Okay, this is a beautiful drasha right here from the Imre Emes. Haman's Lashon Hara against us when he speaks to Achashir, she says, Yeshno Am Echad, which Pashupshah means there is one nation. Chazal Darshan, V'ita, Yeshno Mina Mitzvos. What does it mean? Not just Yesh, like there is one nation, Yeshno Am Echad, but Chazal Darshan that they're sleeping from the mitzvos. They're totally disconnected. They're not putting on tefillin, they're not doing anything. They're just Yeshno, they're sleeping, they're asleep. V'ita Elokim Shel Elu Yashinhu, and their God is also sleeping, he's forgotten them. And right, if you know the story of Purim, the story of the Megillah, this is what Achashverosh was celebrating. He's parading around in the party, the kingdom from the Mikdash, and he's saying, look, the Mikdash is destroyed. Their God doesn't care about them. He's asleep. He's gone. V'zeu toloi b'zeh k'fi shemashi yesheni min ha-mitzvos kach kav yachol elokim shel elu. And just like they're sleeping, so too their God is sleeping. Ula mikom makom ha-nekuda nisheres. But says Imre Emes, even though they seem like they're sleeping, there's a point within them that remains, that is still alive. Sha'av k'sha'odom yashin nisheres kusta d'chiyusa. Right, maybe some of you heard of something called the Pinta Layid, the little spark within a Jew. That's what the Zohar calls the Kista Dichyusta, that little point of light. Vizeo Dichtiv Ani Yishena V'Livi Ar, says the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, that I'm asleep. The Jewish nation might be asleep. We might be asleep. This Arham Jew might be asleep. But V'Livi Ar, deep down inside, he's awake. Vizeo Ad Lo Yada. Sha'av She'in Ha'adam Yodea Klum Mikoma Koma Nukuda. Says the Imre Emes, why do we get plastered on Purim? Why do we get so drunk that we're totally done? To show that even when we're asleep, even when our body's not functioning, we're not functioning, we're nothing. We're just totally like lost. We've had it. We're done. To realize that deep down inside, even at that lowest point, you could be sitting on the floor like rolling in your own vomit on Purim. I mean, hopefully, maybe I should. I don't know if it's a blessing to get to there or not to get there. But even a Jew is sitting on the floor. He's sitting. He's in the lowest of the low. to realize, to look around and see these Jews, right? We're the Maisel will probably see a lot of Jews like this. To look at these Jews and say, wow, what a pintle he is. What a holy Jew sitting in his vomit right now. Wow, he seems like he's on the lowest of the low. Wow, what an unbelievable Jew. So this is finishing up. I don't even know what we're up to. I think five. Fifth reason. Four more to go. Fifth reason. Ad lo yada bin arahaman the Baruch Mordechai. To realize that even when a Jew seems like he's arahaman, to realize that deep down inside, there's a level of Baruch Mordechai within him.